The midterm early voting begins in just 42 days in Arkansas. And this week, Talk Business and Politics and Hendricks College are rolling out poll numbers gauging how Arkansans are leaning as we move toward the election. The most recent numbers indicate each of the four Republican incumbent candidates for Congress in Arkansas is leading in his respective race. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, sat down with John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, to talk about what the poll results for the U.S. House of Representatives may mean.
Congressman Rick Crawford, 57-22 over his Democratic challenger, Chintan Desai. Congressman French Hill in the second, 49.5 to Clark Tucker's 40.5. Steve Womack in the third district, 53-31 over Democrat Josh Mahoney. And in the fourth district, Representative Bruce Westerman, 54-24 over Democrat Hayden Schammel. This would suggest that if you were wondering if there is a blue wave in Arkansas right now or the red tide is holding, that the red tide is holding. Speak to me generally on this.
Generally, this is the post-2010 red takeover of Arkansas, unchanged, status quo inertia. For all the noise about Trump, for all the noise about health care, for all the noise about a blue wave nationally, which I think is, I still think is probably going to happen, at least to the extent that the Democrats can take control of the House. They only need to pick up like 25. None of that applies in Arkansas. Arkansas is still the Tea Party-driven, Trump-beholden, Trump-loving state of 2010, 2014, 2016, in which the Republicans have just kicked tail 60, 40, basically, even with solid Democratic candidates. It's interesting there how much the state has changed. Remember, we used to just, the third district, Northwest Arkansas, was the Republican district. The first district, early this century, this right. millennium, was solidly Democratic, as was the fourth. You had Marion Barry and Mike Ross. If you look at your...
Even in 2010, when you had Mike Ross running for re-election, mm-hmm. when the Republican way was taken over, he won the 4th District with 17%.
He did. He did, and thanks for that. But this... The point I was trying to get to is
that... the 2nd District.
No, I'm going to get to the 2nd. But but if you look at your highest incumbent's number mm-hmm. is Rick Crawford's in the 1st.
That's right.
Which was Democratic not that long ago. The 2nd is Bruce Westerman's in the 4th, 53 is Womack in Northwest Arkansas. Not only is the red wave set, but it's changing internally in that the old Republican district, actually, it may be changing a little bit democratically.
Josh Mahoney's number at 31.
He's at 31.
Was, the 2nd highest
so
among all the Democrats.
It's very, very odd. That leaves, if you wanted to talk about it specifically, the 2nd district
Let's
race.
Let's talk specifically about the 2nd congressional district. Clark Tucker is still an excellent candidate for the Democrats. French Hill is a good and unique candidate for the Republicans in that he's got a base in Pulaski County, which is a county that the Democrat has to win in a big way. There's still time for this to shift. There's still going to be a lot of money spent in the 2nd congressional district. I expect this race to tighten up considerably, but it is still a 9-point lead for French Hill.
I believe your poll, 49.5 for Hill, 40.5 for Tucker, has a significant deflating effect for a lot of Democrats in the 2nd district. There has been enormous enthusiasm for Tucker. Whenever I have written that, you know, he's still up against it in the outlying counties, and this remains a Republican advantage district. I've had his supporters telling me, you're just not out there, you're not seeing. It's the backlash to Trump, it's the health care issue, it's that he's a good candidate, it's that French Hill's not a strong incumbent, we're going to do it. They may still think they're going to do it, but this poll suggests it's status quo, it's inertia. I mean, it's 40, a 9-point lead is enough to be comfortable. A 9-point lead explains why you don't go on your and Channel 7's debate.
Right.
I mean, why do that? I'm ahead by 9 points. It's big enough. See, this race started out likely Republican, then Tucker got in and people moved it to lean Republican. And I was really looking forward to your poll because I wondered, does it change that? And I think the poll is influential in that, and you may not want it to be, but I think in a way it is, because if we were sitting here today and talking about, hey, it's 42-41, which I thought it might be.
Sure.
just at this point.
Then they would move that race to toss-up.
Then it moves to toss-up. The national talk is toss-up. The national Democratic spigot will open, and people say, let's get down there to Little Rock. We may steal one in Arkansas. We got a good candidate. But they're going to look at 40.5, a 9-point difference. From a credible polling outfit that's been on top of it since 2010, as best I can tell, and they're going to say, no. I think that next impetus that the Tucker campaign needed, which was a validation of its enthusiasm and enough to attract some national support and some national interest, some national money, this poll sort of dampens that. Therefore, I think it's influential. You are right, though. It's a weird poll, but you've explained to me. Pulaski County is the Democratic base. French Hill's up 46-44, albeit that's a statistical tie.
Yeah.
Oddly, up in Faulkner County, Clark Tucker is ahead.
Yeah. Those are smaller samples that level. French Hill won Pulaski County with 47% last time around. So for him to be at 46 is not necessarily abnormal.
He did get beat pretty badly the first time in 2014 by North Little Rock Mayor Pat Hayes.
Yeah, but he still lost Pulaski County in 2016, but again with 47%.
I'm saying that I was surprised that he is ahead, but there are a couple of things to consider. One is he is, after all, from here also. Clark Tucker's not the only Little Rock upper crust guy running in this race. I mean, French Hill was a banker here and is well known here. Two is, and you can speak to this better, and Dr. Barth could too, but in a poll of this type, when you do a congressional district poll, your full district-wide sample mathematically is big enough to give you some solid findings. It may be aberrant within counties because those are smaller samples. So,
correct.
But you think it
very good explanation.
But it all works out.
Yes.
So Tucker might be ahead in Pulaski County. I think he probably will win Pulaski County. But he's not going to carry Jason Rapert's Faulkner County, I don't believe. I believe you had a small sample aberrant finding in that particular locale. But as you say, if your sample's big enough, if you know your math, the overall district-wide sample will work all that out. So I think that's what's happened here.
And I have learned to trust the data over the years. There's been times when I've questioned it.
We used to order up polls at the Arkansas News Bureau, and I would get them back, and I'd go, oh, man, I wish it didn't show this. Because you know you're just going to hear all these complaints. Yeah. Tucker people are going to say, well, this is a bogus poll. Got us behind in Pulaski County. No, it's not. It's the numbers. The numbers are what they are. They called people, and this is what they got.
Yeah.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. Their conversation in its entirety can be found at talkbusiness.net.